This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, February 26th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for getting up early with us. So many of you are either just getting up or just getting home, and that's why we do the pre-show for you guys. Even though the show technically doesn't start until 6, we like to do this half hour just to get things going. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm wondering, did you have day 2 of your personal training yesterday, or is
No, every other? It's just like different various days that I'm open. I had to work the TV station yesterday, so I had a jam-packed day. I wasn't able to do it. I did get home and do like my own workout at home, which I usually do, but no, I haven't gone back yet. I will be going back. I'm just trying to figure out when, what day, because I've got a real jam-packed week.
Are you sore from day 1? Or are you just like, it was just kind of, you know, it was okay?
I mean, I'm sore, but not like to the point where I can't like sit on the toilet or anything like that. I feel like, oh, okay, I definitely did something, but I'm not like immobile. And he said purposely, he's like, I'm not gonna kill you. I don't want you to be like so sore that you'll never want to come back. So I appreciated that.
Do you remember the day you went to a class here in town and you came back the next morning and you could not walk?
Yeah.
And we like had to help you go to the bathroom and stuff.
It wasn't that bad.
Did you say like it was hard for you to go to the bathroom?
No, it was just like you know when you go to sit on the toilet. I was like, nobody was helping me. I can guarantee that.
I thought someone was helping you walk to the bathroom. No.
But yeah, I do remember that. I was I went in like 150% thinking, oh, I'll just pick up where I left off. And that was probably a big mistake.
Gotcha. I actually went pretty hard yesterday at the gym. I'm like, yeah, you know, let's motivate each other. I don't have a trainer or anything, but I was like, let's lift heavy today. And so last night, after I got back from the gym, oh, it was a mistake. You know when you just overexert yourself? Oh, that's how I'm feeling right now. I just felt like my muscles, they're like, oh,
yeah,
they're weak.
You got to eat like a ton of protein afterwards. Mm-hmm. But it's like by the time I'm done, the last thing I want to do is eat. So I have to like force myself to like drink a protein shake or do something like that. Otherwise, if it were up to me, I'd just go take a nap.
Yeah. But other than that, I can't believe it's March on Saturday.
I cannot believe it. I know. This January took 8 months and then here is February. I feel like I blinked and here we are almost at the end of it. But yeah, and the weather has been so nice. Yesterday, it was so beautiful out there. This is the second day in a row. Like, I run cold. I'm always freezing. But the second day in a row, I haven't worn like my coat to work, and I'm actually a little chilly right now, but it was like 82 yesterday. It was crazy.
And then today, I believe, is it high of 75?
Yeah, so it's still going to be really nice out there, but we're just loving this. I think it's going to cool down a little bit next week, but it is going to be March, so we get a lot of wind when March comes around.
That's right.
Yeah. It's one of the downsides as far as weather goes here, aside from, you know, the scorching hot temperatures in the summer. But I saw a meme the other day. I think I reposted it. It's like, I'm tired about complaining about the cold. I want to complain about the heat. So let's bring it on.
And now it's coming.
We're excited about that. But we have a lot coming up on the show today, you guys. We are so, so excited to get you those Disneyland tickets. So many people have been calling about them for 2-day, 1 park per day passes to the Disneyland Resort. On the way, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We have Minden Wednesday, and my goodness, we are at an $825 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. That's coming up at 7. Let's start the show, though. It is time. Pre-show you. Pick 'em time. Let's pick the first song of the show. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Buddy Holly by Weezer? Want to hear How Bizarre by OMC?
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy.
Or do you want to hear Piece of Me by Britney Spears?
I'm Mrs. Lifestyle, I'm rich and famous.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Britney shameless. You want a piece of me? I'm Mrs. Extra, extra, delicious.
Get those votes in right now. You can do that by tweeting us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Let's talk about something that is definitely trending online. It's called girlhood FOMO. Have you heard of this yet?
Girlhood FOMO. No, I have not heard of this yet.
Okay, so what girlhood FOMO is, it's when you hit like your 30s and your 40s and you have like this nostalgic feeling of missing out on girlhood. And you look back and you think about what a simple time it was, how you had your core group of girlfriends. And then as you get older, you realize that you don't have that anymore. It started with a single TikTok, and so many people are commenting on this, that it's a real thing, and that sometimes the media plays a big role in it, because, you know, we romanticize everything and make everything look so just beautiful and nostalgic. And you're looking at these groups of women and they're, you know, like they're like Sex in the City, you know,
yeah.
They got each other's back. And then you're like, oh,
I don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you suffer from girlhood FOMO? And guys, do you have something similar to that? Do you look and say, wow, I don't have like that core group of guy friends, my buddies that we go out and vent and stuff like that? 702-364-9400.
I think moving out of my hometown of San Diego really put that into perspective of me missing that girlhood, because when we left, it was like, now I got to start all over with friends.
Yeah.
And now I'm glad here in Vegas, I have a couple of friends, but I mean, it's not the same like when you think about your 20s and you think about college or high school. Yes, am I still friends with those girls that I was close to back then? But it's not the same. It's not like I see them every weekend. It's not like I know what they're doing every day. And that's what breaks my heart a little bit, thinking about like the times we used to have. Like, those are the times. Like, you never know when you're in the good old days until you're in the good old days.
Yeah, it's true. And that's something that, you know, I used to watch shows like Friends or whatever and be like, man, they're like going in and out of each other's apartments and they do everything together. And I just think that I hate this about myself, but I'm far too skeptical to like be a part of that. And it's like, I always wonder, what are your intentions? Like, what do you want from me? And that's my issue. I used to have like a core group of girlfriends, and then we all kind of went our separate ways. And as an adult, it's so hard, I feel, to make friends, because there's always like that trust factor.
Oh, yeah.
There's always like that, you know, what's this person's background? Where'd they come from? Like, are they trying to get something from me? And I think that's my biggest challenge when it comes to making friends as an adult.
And that is why I cherish my friendships right now so much. Like, I cherish my friends that are no longer in town or that don't live with me. And I cherish our friendship too. I think when I look at you, I'm like, I cherish the relationship that we have, and I cherish every moment that we have together, because who knows, like, when I'll need you and you'll need me, because we'll have each other's backs at the end of the day.
Yeah, that is something. And especially just, you know, I've always cherished our friendship, and I'd say especially as of late, I've noticed how we do have each other's back so much, and like, we literally tell each other everything. Yes. Which I appreciate. Like, I don't feel there's ever a distrust or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But like, do you have that friend that, let's say, you needed them at that moment, where you would call them and say, I need you right now? Do you have that friend that would drop everything to be there?
What situation are you putting me in? Like,
oh gosh.
Like, James is in an, like, knock on wood, something happened to him.
Something happened to him, and you're like, I need you.
Because they're all out of town mostly. I would call you, yes.
I would be there in a second.
I know you would.
I would be there in a second.
If I took you out of that, I would say it would be hard because they're all out of town.
Yeah, that's scary. I think I would be able to call you, and I know you would be there. And then I think I have one other friend that would be there. But other than that, it's like, oh man, are we too dependent like on our significant others?
I think so.
You know, that could be a,
like,
part of it.
If Matt's buying too many shoes and you need me to put them in place, I am your girl.
Steph, please make the madness stop. I need you.
I'm deleting a StockX account as we speak.
Oh, I will actually pay you money to do that. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! Welcome to the show. You made it to the midweek point. It is Wednesday, February 26th. It is 6:01. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. A lot coming up on the show. We'll get to that in just a minute. Is this from a TikTok?
This is from a TikTok. And when I saw this, I died laughing. Can you play this for me? When I saw this little kid running, this is how she said, this is what running feels like to her.
Okay, hold on.
When you run, does it make you happy?
Yeah, it makes me suffering too.
Makes you suffering?
Yeah, it makes me suffering.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Yeah, it did.
It makes me suffering too. I love it.
Suffering is what she said. And I could not relate more. I am not a runner, but I do have respect for runners. Like, I feel like runners in general, like, let me go on a run. I feel like they're just built differently.
A girl, I just was looking at social media, and like, almost a ton of my friends ran the Rock and Roll Marathon over the weekend. And I'm like, what? Like, the half one, but still, that's 13.1 miles. I'm like, how?
I don't understand. I mean, I kudos to you how people can run that long. I've tried, I mean, I did PE, obviously, in like middle school and high school and stuff like that. But man, I always was like one of the last people. My mile was like 10 and a half minutes. I mean, I think with runners, I have so much respect, but I feel like they have a mentality that is just not the average, don't you think?
Yeah, they're built differently. Like, there are certain people that are just built differently, and runners are one of them. There's just a different mentality there, and if you are a runner, yeah, highly respected by me also. I just, I don't have it. And I've talked to one of my good friends. She was a runner. She would run like every day, 10 miles, just
wow.
Go out and run. And she, you know, was fitted for the special shoes and like all that stuff. And she was just highly committed to it. And it was really admirable. I would look at her and like, wow, that's cool. But like, I don't know. It's not for me. I enjoy playing sports more than I do like just running, but some people they say you get that runner's high, and once you get that, you never go back.
I've never had a runner's high, but my dream, honestly, low-key, is to be a runner. I want to be able to train for a marathon. I want to be able to get to that
point.
I know. I just got to do it. I just got to figure out how to start it. Just go around the park, maybe run a couple laps and find that runner's high. But do you think that, is there something else that you think people are just built differently? Is there like a person that you're like, that personality trait, they're built differently?
Oh man, people that are built differently. I think people that wake up early, like us, yeah. I think we're just built differently. It's not saying we're better or worse than anyone. We're just built differently. And on the weekends, my body automatically wakes up at this time. If you would have told me as a teenager when I would sleep until noon,
same,
that one day I would wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work, I would have laughed in your face. We're just built differently.
I mean, it took a while to get this different. It wasn't like, oh, automatically I'm a morning person. No, I had to somehow weave my way in into waking up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's who else is built differently? 702-364-9400.
I think vegans. Vegans are built differently.
They are.
No offense. I'm not saying like if you can't eat meat and or whatever it is that your body has a distinct reaction to me. It's the people that choose to be vegan. It's the people that like, I'm going to not eat meat or not have any type of meat in my food. I'm like, they're built differently.
That's not something that you could see yourself doing one day?
No, I can't. Can you see yourself being a vegan?
I used to not love meat, but now I eat a lot of it just for the protein aspect. But no, I don't think I could.
Like the cheese. Can you give up cheese?
No. Don't say that.
Anything dairy. That's hard.
People who don't drink coffee, you're built differently.
Mm.
Teachers, you're built differently. How you manage to stay patient and wrangle a room full of kids, yeah, you're built differently. And people who just like wing it and they still succeed. I'm like, I don't know, let's just wing it. And then I'm like,
we need to prepare.
But I do know you are trying to become a runner because we have some audio that James recorded of you training.
Okay. When you run, does it make you happy?
Yeah, it makes me suffering too.
Makes you suffering?
Yeah, it makes me do.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Yeah, it did.
So you're working on it. I hear it, but you got to keep training on that one.
When once 10 a.m. starts, I start sounding like a 5-year-old kid. That's just me.
All right. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Of course, we have your Disneyland passes, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We want to send you to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for you. Also, coming up just after 8 o'clock with Heads Up, your tickets to go see Big Time Rush. Not only will you get to see them in concert at Planet Hollywood, but you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is front row tickets. And on the way next, we have your daily dose of what's trending. This actress says she would be thrilled to play Britney in an upcoming biopic, but will she do it? We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Millie Bobby Brown is trending this morning. The Stranger Things actress is shutting down speculation that she might play Britney Spears in a future biopic. Now, she had previously hinted at interest in the role, and she just addressed those rumors at the premiere of her Netflix movie, The Electric State. When she was asked about playing Britney, here's what she had to say.
I am, in full support of her bringing her story to life.
How she wants to.
How she wants to, absolutely.
Yes,
I mean, I would not want that. You know, I would want somebody bringing it to life in the most beautiful way. So I can, I would always be open to something like that.
So she's open to it, but she's not confirming anything. Now, I didn't realize this, and maybe we talked about it before and I just forgot, but Britney's 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me, it was picked up by Wicked director John M. Chu to be adapted into a movie. I think we may have mentioned that, and I totally spaced it. So Chu is promising fans this biopic that's still in the works that it's going to do Britney's life justice.
Knowing what he did with Wicked and how he can transform the dancing and the production, I think he's going to be an incredible director for Britney Spears' biopic. I just don't know if I see Millie Bobby Brown as Britney.
Who do you see as Britney? Is there anyone that would make a good Britney Spears? Anybody have any suggestions on that one?
I think because the look, yes, maybe Millie might have it. I just think Britney Spears, I think dancer. So I think that person has to be an amazing dancer. I really think Tate McRae can take it.
She really reminds me of Britney. Just seeing her perform, I immediately get Britney vibes. You can see Britney's influence on Tate McRae. I definitely support that. Some other people that have been kind of in contention that I've heard was Sydney Sweeney. Some people said Sabrina Carpenter. I can't see that one personally, but and then even Ava Max, that she has a very strong resemblance to Britney too.
I don't know if I know. Okay, I'm looking at a picture of Ava Max, maybe with the blonde hair. I honestly think they have to be a dancer. They have to be an incredible dancer, and it can't be faked.
Yeah, but just the fact that the director from Wicked is going to be involved, I'm seeing a mashup of like, it's me, bitch. And that's what's trending. Coming at ya. More Mercedes. Some of these social media challenges are so ridiculous, and I can't believe that they become challenges.
Seriously.
And the new TikTok challenge is to drop heavier and heavier things on your foot to see how much it hurts. That's it.
Why?
If you look for dropping things on your foot or drop challenge, you drop each thing on your foot without your shoes on. You scream in pain, and then you rate the pain on a scale of 1 to 10. And there's a guy who has gone viral for doing a couple of rounds of it. He did a hammer, a space heater, a sound bar, and then the worst one was a cordless drill.
This reminds me of like influencers in the wild Instagram post. I mean, why would people do this to hurt themselves just for likes and views?
I know. And like the thing is I do this in my everyday life and I don't get any likes or views on it. Imagine if there was a camera. I hurt myself in the most bizarre ways. It's like, have you ever just looked at your body and you see bruises all over and you're like, what? Where'd that come from? I like bump into things, drop things on myself, so there will be a huge bruise on my arm, and my husband's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I don't know, I probably ran into a wall.
I felt so bad. There was one the other day, remember, we were walking down the hallway and I was showing you a video, and this is my mistake, I was showing you an edited video and we're walking and we're looking at my phone, and all of a sudden we turn the corner and then you hit your leg on the what was that little filing cabinet. You're like, boom.
Oh yeah, it's just like I bump into everything. Is there a bizarre or ridiculous way that you've been injured? 702-364-9400. I feel like it happens on the daily for me.
I think of two major things. The first one was just dumb. I snuck out of my friend's house with it was me, my friend Alyssa, and my friend Amanda. And we're like, the only way we can sneak out the house is if we climb from the second story out of her window, at her bedroom window, and jump off the roof. And guess what?
From a second story window. It doesn't sound second, but it's bad.
It is. It was so dumb. But we did it. 15 years old. Jumped off and I broke my foot. I'm so crazy. I jumped off from the ledge and I was like, oh, I'll land on the grass. Easy. I'll just kind of like tumble or
somersault. Yeah,
exactly. It didn't end up being that way because the way her front yard is a little mini hill. So I jumped on the part of where there was the hill and I had no shoes on. So I broke my foot. Dumb.
Well, I mean, it was dumb, but that's a valid injury. Jumping off of a roof, you're going to probably get injured. What was the other one?
Okay, get this one. I'm at Circa. It's my birthday a couple years ago. And, you know, a couple tequila shots in and we're like, okay, let's go. It's time to go home. I am not, let's just say I am pretty drunk and we're waiting for our Uber. And James goes, okay, the Uber's here. And we're in these velvet ropes, right? I'm walking towards the Uber and James steps over the velvet rope like no big deal. I follow him. My first foot goes over the velvet rope, but my second foot trips over the velvet rope. I bang my knee on the ground, and blood is gushing from my knee. And it was in front of everyone waiting for their Ubers at Circa.
You had an audience for that? That's embarrassing.
Not only was it an audience, but you can hear audibly in the background go, when I banged my knee on the ground, and I didn't even want to look back. I just kept walking towards the Uber, and when I get in my Uber, the driver goes, "Are you okay?" And my husband goes, "Oh, you saw that? Wasn't that great?"
Oh my gosh. What is the most ridiculous way you've injured yourself? Maybe you don't want to admit it. 702-364-9400. I think one of the most embarrassing ways I've done it was eating an Egg McMuffin. I injured myself.
Egg McMuffin?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. My dad went to McDonald's and brought us all back like breakfast sandwiches and stuff. And so I woke up late. So by the time I got up, it was cold. So I stuck it in the microwave for, I think, like a minute, maybe it was a couple minutes. I can't remember. But so I go to take a bite of it, and this thing is piping hot. I mean, I put it in there for way too long. It's piping hot, but I'm starting, don't even think about it, take a massive bite. First of all, it just chars the inside of my mouth. I'm trying to spit it out. But secondly, at the exact same time I took a bite of it, I don't know if it was because it was heated too much, but the inside part where like the yellow part of the egg is, it exploded as soon as I took a bite. So the whole thing goes poof in my face, and it burned my face. I had marks, like red marks, burns from the Egg McMuffin on the outside and on the inside of my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Like
I had to like try and cover them with makeup and stuff, but it looked like I had a severe acne breakout or something because I had like egg splash all over my face.
I didn't even know you can get injured that way.
Be careful if you reheat an egg. It might explode in your face.
I mean, with these eggs prices.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that for now.
Yeah.
But.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Would you support a phone ban in schools? 7 in 10 Americans say they would. This new survey came out and it shows that only 29% of people say they would not support the cell ban in schools. So most people are in favor in some form. 54% say there should probably be a ban in elementary schools. Kids that young don't really need them. Then for 49% of people, they say there should be one in middle school. And then 45% are for a ban in high schools. The biggest reason to support a ban is just the worry of them distracting and impacting their education. Also, just the overall worry that kids are on their devices for too long. A lot of people also cited fears about cyberbullying, and you know, there's also some growing concern about AI and using it to cheat or shortcut learning, things like that. Do you think that there needs to be some sort of a ban?
I do think there needs to be some sort of limitations on cell phones for sure. I think the security reasons why, if something were to happen to a kid and they needed to contact their parents right away via cell phone, is very important. Don't get me wrong, but I do think our kids are very distracted in schools. I mean, I can't really speak on like parents' behalf because I don't have kids, but even just me, I'm distracted by phones. I can't imagine being their age in high school being distracted by other things on their phones. So I think there does need to be limitations. What about you?
I do think they should have some sort of restrictions, but I don't know how well they're able to implement them, because from what I understood, they were going to make all the kids put their phones in these, you know, pockets, and they had them all there for the schools, and they don't enforce that anymore. So obviously the teachers don't think it's that big of a deal, and if they don't think it's that big of a deal, then maybe I shouldn't. But I do know that my daughter's like, yeah, people will watch Netflix in class. They'll like play their games. And I'm just like, dang, like that is definitely a big distraction.
I'm thinking about myself in high school. I didn't have a smartphone. I just had like a flip phone. But my photography class, I didn't take no pictures. I didn't use Adobe to Photoshop anything. I went online on our school computers and just watched shows and watched videos. So they will find a way, regardless if they have phones or not.
They do. They get that VPN. They find a way to do it. Well, speaking of watching movies, the movie Purple Rain. It's iconic, right? For one night only next week, Purple Rain is going to be in theaters. Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Dolby, they're releasing a restored version of the 1984 movie that made Prince a superstar. The film's going to be shown exclusively in Dolby Cinemas, and it's going to be presented in Dolby Vision High Dynamic Range, whatever that means. So it's happening at all Dolby Cinema at AMC Theater locations. You can get advanced tickets through AMC Theater's website, but this is one of those movies I'm ashamed to admit I've never seen. I know the whole soundtrack. I know. I never watched Purple Rain.
I've never seen Purple Rain either. Yeah. I know it's iconic. I know that this song is from the movie. But other than that, I can't tell you the premise. I can't tell you who Prince is. I can't tell you what they do. I just know it's iconic.
So I do know it's about like Prince and his childhood and or his teen years and fighting with his parents. I do know that. But yeah, it's like I was too young to watch this when it came out. My parents would not let me see it. And then I just never got around to it.
Where's Prince from? Is it Minneapolis?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or
yeah.
Minnesota? Is it taken? Does it take place, the movie there?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know. If anyone can answer that, 702-364-9400. All right, finally this morning. Hey, you guys, one thing is actually getting cheaper in our world today. Check this out. Friday is National Tooth Fairy Day, and Delta Dental, they have an annual poll, and they wanted to find out what the average payout the Tooth Fairy is given to the kiddos this year, and it actually fell 14%. The Tooth Fairy is not paying as much. The average tooth is now worth $5.01, which is down from $5.84 a year ago. Sorry, kids, times are tough, and Tooth Fairy is not having it. A first tooth is worth a little more, $6.24. But even that dropped from $7.09. Kids in the South, they get paid the most. They get paid $5.71 from the Tooth Fairy, followed by kids in the West. It's the second year in a row that payouts have fallen. The overall high of a tooth, that was $6.23 back in 2023. But the Tooth Fairy, she has still outpaced inflation, though. When this whole poll launched, the average in 1998 was $1.30 per tooth. So that's like $2.55 today. So the Tooth Fairy is outpacing inflation, which is a good thing.
I will never forget the Tooth Fairy was late one time. I put my tooth under the pillow. I forget how old I was. And she came late. I'm like, where's my money? Where's my money? And eventually she came. She was a couple days late. I was grateful. But she's working overtime, you guys.
Yeah, that happened to my daughter, too. The Tooth Fairy, I don't know if she had too much on her plate or something, but she totally spaced stopping by for my daughters, and my daughters were devastated. And I think the Tooth Fairy felt a tremendous amount of guilt.
I think so
on
too.
That one. And so when the Tooth Fairy finally had a chance to go get some cash, I think she gave them $10 for the tooth.
$10.
Yeah, because that's called Tooth Fairy guilt, and she deserved it. She was in a bad way.
Yes.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20, ready to beat Mercedes. We have this $825 diamond pendant to give away from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Kim, it's as good as yours. All you got to do is just guess the song faster than I can. You up for the challenge today?
I am ready.
Okay, I'm so psyched because I kind of feel it. Like, I hear it in Kim's voice. I think she's going to win today. This is going to be great. So, I'm going to head out. Good luck, you guys.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
What?
I heard that. Bye, Mercedes. She's walking out of her studio. She goes into basically outside of the studio where she can't hear a thing. Okay, Kim?
Got it.
Kim, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, you got to give me something within 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me fix my microphone. Let me get the timer set up. Ramon, you ready?
Ready.
All right, the next sound that you hear, Kim, is the song, and it starts now.
Finally, I figured out. Oh, no. Oh, no.
5 seconds.
Oh, God.
That's 20 seconds. Kim, do you have any guesses?
I have not. I know the song. I just don't. I see it in my head. And I don't know it.
No, you don't know it at all. Okay.
Whoa!
All right. Okay, we're going to bring Mercedes in. Mercedes, come on in, Mercedes. Kim, you do housekeeping. What's the craziest thing you've seen while cleaning a place?
Oh, my gosh. So many different things. Recently, I had to go into, I don't know which celebrity it was, but the entire room from carpet to top was pink.
Pink?
Nice.
She does housekeeping, Mercedes. Mercedes is back.
Oh, I'm so confused. Yeah. I'm like, what are we talking about?
So Kim's
here?
A housekeeper. The craziest thing she saw was a celebrity's all room was pink.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of fantastic.
Right? Yeah. Okay, right. Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song. And the song, it starts now.
Got it.
Oh, okay, what you got?
Is it All For You by Sister Hazel?
Is it All For You by Sister Hazel? You stopped the clock, okay, at 6.62 seconds.
Ooh, that's not my fastest.
For you, it's a little tough, but Kim, she stopped the clock at 20 seconds and forgot the song.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. Oh, man. I just want to get a winner.
I know, me too.
I really want someone to win this. It's beautiful. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I guess that's the upside of it. But another day, another victim of Beat Mercedes. All right. It's now $850. And here's Sister Hazel. It's Mix. Have you ever gone dumpster diving where you had to jump into a dumpster or dig through the trash in order to find something? 702-364-9400. This is dedication. I think this is a great husband. Colin Jost, who is on Saturday Night Live, he's married to Scarlett Johansson. And he was talking about he was hosting Pop Culture Jeopardy. And he was talking about how he was told by Scarlett that she lost her engagement ring. She said that she thought she accidentally threw it in the trash. So he jumps into action. He goes and he jumps in dumpsters, just rifling through the trash to find this diamond ring. And it's not just your regular average diamond ring. This is like a 4-carat diamond ring. This thing is probably worth a lot of money. The guy goes through 12 different dumpsters of trash trying to find this engagement ring.
12 dumpsters?
Just rifling through just disgusting stuff. I can't even imagine what he had to come across. Well, he had no luck, did not find the missing jewelry, goes home, tells her, I couldn't find it. She says, oops, it was in my pocket.
That's the worst.
After it was all said and done, it was in her pocket. But have you ever had to like rifle through the trash for something? And what did you think you threw away? 702-364-9400. Also on that note, I've lost my wedding ring before and it was terrifying. Have you ever lost your wedding ring? I remember when, gosh, this was probably like 3 years into being married, and I remember exactly where I was when it happened. I was at Tropicana, going west on Tropicana, just past Rainbow, right before Buffalo. Driving down, it's a beautiful sunny day in Las Vegas. I had my window down. I put my hand on the side of the window, and I had like lost some weight, and so my ring was loose.
Oh no.
It literally slipped off while I'm driving and fell in the middle of the road.
What?
In the middle of the road.
What'd you do?
I immediately pulled over. I pulled over on the side, put on my hazard lights. Luckily, it wasn't like crazy, like traffic. And I just like stood there and I'm looking, and someone saw me standing there looking and they said, are you okay? Like, I think they thought I had a flat tire or something. And I was like, my wedding ring fell off on the street. And it was this guy I remember. He was an older guy. He's like, let's see if we can help you out. So he pulls behind me, puts on his hazard lights. We're just looking from the side of the street. We don't want to walk in the middle of the street. And he's like, is that, there was something like sparkling in the distance. And I'm like, I don't know. So I waited for the traffic to clear. I went and it was my ring.
Stop.
I couldn't freaking believe it.
I can't believe this story. That is like a movie.
It was insane. And so, yeah, I have lost my wedding ring and luckily I found it. I was so grateful to him. I only had $15 in my wallet and I gave it to him.
So that's all I had.
And he didn't want to take it, but he was really nice. So, dude, I still remember you. I think his name was... It started with an L, Lonnie or something like that. I can't remember.
Lorenzo.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Lorenzo. Darn it. But have you ever had to go dumpster diving, or when did you have to go, you know, dig in the trash for something? Patty, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. Yeah, it was Girls Day shopping, and I had to stop at the staff. And as the staff was something, I had my credit card. I was cleaning out the car, trash, and stuff, and threw everything in. Or the trash can at the gas station. Got in my car and realized throwing my card away.
Oh, you threw your credit card away on accident?
At the gas station. That's got to be a lovely trash can at the gas station.
Did you end up digging through it, Patty? Did you find it?
So I went inside, informed them of what I was doing, asked them if it happened to like the post. Yeah. So I told them what I was going to do, laughed at. I said, oh, well. So I went out there and for about 15 minutes, I was taking trash out and trying to find it. The thing that was most important, people was looking at me, not distressed and laughing. I found it.
Oh, you found it. Thank God.
Thank God you found it, Patty.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I was having anxiety wondering. Have you guys ever had to dumpster dive? Or, Ramon, did you accidentally throw away your wife's ring? What happened?
Oh, I'm so nervous. She doesn't know about this. I've never told her, so...
Hopefully she's not listening.
I know. I was going to say, I'm going to have to call her after this. But yeah, I just got it back from getting it resized because it was too big. And I just left it on the kitchen counter. I remember I left it next to a stack of junk mail. And when I went to go just throw away the junk mail, I must have just grabbed everything in a pile and threw it. And luckily, it was our house, you know, trash bin outside. But before she got home, I went looking for it. And I was panicking. I was like, where? I know I picked it up, and I was like, there's no way I threw it away, did I? And I went outside. Luckily, it was just sitting on top. I didn't have to dig for it or anything.
But it was in the trash.
Yes.
You did throw it away.
Sitting up top, though.
Was this engagement ring, like, before you proposed, or was it after you proposed and she knew that you guys were going to get married?
After.
Okay. So, imagine.
That's how I knew to get it resized, because it was too big.
That's not a true dumpster dive. That's a dumpster stick your toe in the pool.
You know? Very true.
Did you ever have to... dumpster dive, or did you lose a wedding ring?
I lost my sister-in-law's wedding ring the day of her wedding. I was in charge of the rings, and I was going wild by myself, like panicking, because I didn't want to worry the other bridesmaids, and I didn't want to worry my sister-in-law. Thank God I found it, but I was digging through our Airbnb trash in the bathroom, like, did I actually throw it away? It just ended up being in her bag. So she didn't tell me she had the rings. It ended up being just in her bag.
Did she take them from you? Or?
She must have the night before in her crazy bridezilla moment. She must have got the rings from my bag and put it in her bag without telling me.
Oh, man. But that, if you would have lost the rings, that would be a perfect excuse when someone asks you to be in their wedding next time. Like, you do not want me in your wedding. I will lose your wedding ring.
Yes, exactly.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sonya, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited and nervous.
Oh, you got this, Sonya. Are you playing by yourself today? Do you have anyone helping you out?
No, my husband's
golfing. Oh, you just cut out.
Say that again.
Your husband's what?
Golfing.
Oh,
of course.
Well, if you win this is all you then. You decide who goes to Disneyland, right?
So here's
how it goes. You know, you get 60 seconds. I have 10 questions for you. If you can answer them all correctly in that time, you're going to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You ready to do this, Sonya?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Sonya, this is, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Mercedes and Sonya, the Mega Minute starts now.
Pixar Pier is located in which Disney park?
California?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. What is the common term for a baby frog?
A toad?
No. What is the main ingredient in an omelet?
Egg.
Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy was originally what Disneyland ride?
Pass.
In what city would you find the Bellagio fountains?
Oh, Las Vegas.
Yes. What U.S. state is north of New Mexico?
North of New Mexico. Colorado?
Yes. What color is the head of a bald eagle?
The head of a bald eagle. Oh, white?
Yes. What Disney character's nose grew longer when he lied?
Pinocchio.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Is it not Pisces?
It is Pisces. You know what? For kicks, I'll give that to you, but you still were short two questions. I'm so sorry, Sonia. Actually, three questions. I take that back because there's one we didn't get to, but we had to pass on. Yeah, it was two. The common term for a baby frog, AKA tadpoles, before they become frogs. And then Guardians of the Galaxy was originally what Disneyland ride? Tower of Terror.
Oh my
gosh. The answer. Yes. Oh, Sonia, I'm so, so sorry. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. The tickets are yours. You're going to get a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20, you get them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
People were really split over the presence of Taylor Swift at NFL games when her boyfriend Travis Kelce was playing over the season. Some people liked it. Some people were completely over it, but we found out now the NFL definitely likes it when she shows up to support her man, because according to a new report, the league has benefited to the tune of nearly $1 billion in publicity. $1 billion since she became a visible football fan in 2023. She was a fan before, but once she started going to the games and supporting Travis Kelce, that includes spikes in ticket sales and merch, especially among female fans. Is that particular gravy train over for the league? It's possible, because Travis has yet to announce whether he will be returning for another season with the Kansas City Chiefs or retiring.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you think he's going to come back for one more season?
I think for me, the NFL is probably like, please come back one more season. Your girl's giving us a lot of money. But I don't know, as far as like physicality goes, Ramon, what do you think?
I believe he's leaning towards coming back based on kind of like the reports and stuff I've read so far. He's leaning towards coming back.
Really?
I don't think he wants to end on that note. Like, he had a really bad game in the Super Bowl, and I don't think that's how he wants to go out.
Wasn't there a rumor? I don't know if this is reported yet. So allegedly that Travis Kelce was very ill before the Super Bowl. I saw something this morning. I might need fact checking. But yeah, I saw that he might have been really ill playing the Super Bowl. Again, I need fact checking.
What about the rest of the team? Were they really ill too?
What happened
to everyone else?
I mean, yeah, just because it was Travis Kelce, I mean, what about the everyone else? They looked like they weren't good.
Yeah, you're right, Steph. It says Travis Kelce was battling a pretty big illness.
Wonder what that was.
So, I don't know if you want to use that excuse, but
yeah,
battling the love bug with Taylor Swift.
Well, I was going to say, at least they made it to the big game. I know that's, you know, it's like, it's not a participation trophy by any means. My team didn't make it, so I can't bag on them too bad. At least they made it there.
True.
Also this morning, if you tend to use the drive-through at Wendy's, prepare for a change. Fresh AI's voice-enabled ordering was tested in 100 restaurants last year, and now it's expanding to about 600 locations this year. Now, Wendy's is expected to add the feature to more eateries, but there's no word if all the stores are going to use the tech. Online, some people are not happy with the idea. It looks to be kind of the wave of the future. I know McDonald's is testing a similar feature. I got stuck in one of those once. I was stopping to get some breakfast for my family, and this girl comes on and she is just perky as can be. She's like, hello, what can I get for you today? And I'm like, what?
Who is this?
I'm like, thank you. I would love to get two hash browns and a coffee and an egg McMuffin. And she's, and then all of a sudden they come on. That'll be $7.20 at the window. I'm like, what happened to that girl?
I can't tell you how many times I've experienced that where I'm like, where was the perky little lady that was so happy to take more? That'll be $7.23, second window, please. Thank you.
And I pull up. I'm like hoping it's going to be the perky person. It's someone who's just not wanting to be there. They're like, so I was like, dang, that throws me off so bad when that happens.
Does this mean that you're saying that our AIs, people taking over their jobs, or just that voice in
I
the beginning?
I think it's that beginning voice. Okay. I don't think AI can, you know, actually grab the stuff for us. So they're going to need people there. But I think it's so maybe they don't have to deal with that distraction.
Maybe.
And it just takes the order and now they see. So I don't know. It might make their job a little easier. But yeah, we got to do something about that transition from AI to the real person. At least make them on the same level of happiness, because it throws me off.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, this morning, you guys, it is the 10th anniversary of the dress. Do you remember the one people thought
the
that was
dress.
White and gold and it was really blue and black? Do you guys remember that? It went viral on Tumblr on February 26th. 2015. Then it broke the internet that night after BuzzFeed ran a poll on it. Two-thirds of people say they saw white and gold. And if you're one of them, it's probably still what you see, but it's an optical illusion caused by the weird lighting and an overexposed background. Our brain will make assumptions based on the info it gets from our eyeballs. And some people's brains immediately saw white and gold. And once that happened, it was hard to see anything else, but it's definitely blue and black. People tracked down more photos of it online, proved the white was really blue. The gold that people thought they saw was actually black. So looking at the photo, what do you guys see? Is it black and blue, or is it gold and white?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. I saw the craziest thing
when this
came up originally. I saw white and gold. Originally, back in the day, 10 years ago today, I saw white and gold.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see blue and black. I don't know what it is with my mind, but I see different colors. Sometimes I'll look at the dress on the screen, look away, come back, and then it's blue and black. I don't know what it is.
I only see white and gold. And it freaks me out because, I swear. And my husband's the same way as you, Ramon. He's like, how can you see that? I'm like, I don't know. And it scares me because why am I seeing that? And then someone told me a trick. They're like, look at it through the side of your eye. Look at it like through the corner of your eye.
Oh, no, you're freaking me out. I'm seeing it now. It's changing colors.
It changed colors.
It's changing colors.
So then it was black and blue and out of the corner of my eye. But then when I look at it straight on, it's back to white and gold. It freaked me out.
What AI is this? AI started must have been with the blue black dress and the white and gold.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at it in the corner of my eye right now. It's blue and black now, but then now it's white and gold.
We're all living a lie. This is all a lie.
Ramon, I take it you're only seeing black and blue.
Black and blue since the first time. I remember the arguments having with people that saw white and gold. I just no way.
You don't see white and gold, okay?
At all.
So look at me. Look away from your screen. Look at me. And now look at the corner of your eye. No, no, no. Face me.
I got to bring up the picture.
Oh, you don't have the picture up? Come on. Okay, so like if you're facing me, but you're looking at the corner of your eye.
Just like the side of
the
it.
The side of it. Like you're giving me a side eye. You don't see a different color. He's trying.
I'm trying really hard.
You see still the same color.
Oh, you're talking about like the very first, because sometimes they show you three different shades of it.
Yeah, no, the first picture.
I guess the lighting might give it that gold yellow tint.
Okay, so at least you're seeing things from our perspective. I seriously was going to go to the eye doctor. I'm like, there is something so wrong with my eyes right now. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I think Kelly's on the phone. She's on hold right now. I'm going to bring her on in a second. But I think what is going on with her right now is a very relatable situation. I know it has happened to me personally. And I'm curious as to how other people who have been in this situation have handled it. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so we were just talking off the air about this situation you're in, and it's hard not to be jealous, but I completely understand where you are coming from. Talk about what's going on right now.
So my best friend I grew up with, it's been like 20 years. And, you know, we did everything together. We talked every day. And I thought it'd be a great idea to introduce her to my brother's girlfriend because I knew they'd get along and we can all hang out. It would be so much fun. Well, I introduced them and now they're best of friends and they go on vacations and they go out and post videos and pictures and have great fun. And I'm not included.
That's
like they forgot about me.
The worst feeling ever. So they met through you and now they've kind of ditched you and they're doing stuff together. Do you say anything to them about it or are you just kind of keeping quiet right now?
Well, I haven't said anything yet because I don't want to cause conflict or seem petty, but it hurts my feelings. And now I feel like crap. Why did I introduce them?
Do you ever have regrets from like introducing friends from different friends groups and then they become friends with each other and you're like, dang it, I should have never done that? Or are you like, no, they were meant to be friends? Kelly, hold on the line because I think some calls are going to come in. What should Kelly do in this situation? Should she address it? Should she say, this really bothers me? I mean, you can't tell someone to stop being friends.
Yeah.
Even though you may want to. 702-364-9400.
I think Kelly's so valid, though, in her feelings. Like, if she's feeling a type of way, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, almost the exact same thing happened to me where it was my best friend and I introduced her to this other girl that I knew that we had just kind of started hanging out. I was like, oh, they'd probably get along. And they became best friends and I'm out of that. I'm out of that realm. Like they do their own thing now. Like one of the friends had a family member get married. They invited her, not me.
Wait,
like
you weren't invited to the wedding?
No. I'm not friends anymore. Like they became BFFs, and I was just kind of like, you know, and the way I at first I was really, really hurt. I was really, and I really regretted introducing them. But in the long run, it turns out they obviously had a lot in common and they needed to be friends. But it doesn't help the sting at all. I never said anything. And so maybe that was the issue. Maybe I should have said something. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. This one says, you can't help from people from having things in common. I know it may hurt. You should say something and say that you would like to go out with them. Or why don't you invite them both? And then they'll realize how much fun you are to be around. Let's talk to Roberto. Roberto, good morning. What do you think?
I think that if people are meant to be in each other's lives, they'll be friends. But I don't think you should be jealous of it. I think you should be grateful that people in her lives love each other so much.
I think that is definitely like an optimist perspective. And I love that, Roberto. But Kelly is on. Kelly, you can respond too. It does sting, though, when you're the one left out. Like, you're happy that they found it. But Kelly, you're just kind of feeling sad because now you're no longer a part of this thing that you created, right?
Yeah, I think it's great that they get along so well. My only issue is, why don't I get included in anything? Like, I'm forgotten.
So there was never a time where they invited you and you might have said no, possibly. And then at that point, they were like, okay.
No, and I would find out about things. I would see the pictures on social media, and that's how I would find out about a lot of it.
That's the thing. Social media sucks when that's your exposure to news like that. Kelly, we're getting some more calls, and we want to take yours, too, at 702-364-9400. What should Kelly do in this situation? Should she address it head on? Should she wipe her hands clean of this and say, well, that's done, and stay hurt? Like, what? And have you ever been in that situation? Who did you introduce? And did they go off on their own? 702-364-9400. We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We have been talking to Kelly, and Kelly, you're going through a situation where you introduced two people that have now become friends. Who did you introduce and what happened?
My best friend that I grew up with,
for 20 years, and I introduced her to my brother's girlfriend.
And now they're hanging out without you.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful. You want to know what you should do in this situation, if anything. Matisse is on the phone. Hey, what do you think? Kelly's on with us. What's your take?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I think you need to find new friends that aren't fake.
Find new friends that aren't fake?
Yeah, because if someone did that to me, personally, I would, like, want to slap them across the face.
Well, I mean, this is someone that Kelly grew up with, and then the other is her brother's girlfriend, so it's like, I mean, you kind of are forced to have a relationship with her. Do you think if she said something, maybe she'd be included, or would that not do any good at this point?
I think it just proves who's real in your life.
Who's real in your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely correct. It's really shows like who you can depend on. Thanks for your call. Kelly, I personally would say something. Maybe this is the wrong thing to do and the wrong person to rope in, but I would say something to my brother and be like, hey, like your girlfriend totally friend poached me. And like, what's going on with that? And maybe he can say something to her like, hey, you know, my sister introduced you guys. You're going off without her. Maybe it would be cool if you threw her an invite here or there. Is it wrong to rope the brother into it?
But I also don't want to feel like the third wheel.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, Kelly, screw everyone. Me and Mercedes, we're going to hang out with you this weekend. We're going to become best friends. I can't deal with all your friends that are just being fake to you. So.
And then Kelly and Steph are going to become BFFs, and then I'll be the third wheel. So don't worry about it, Kelly. I'll take that bullet for you, okay?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Laurel, you're caller 20.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets for Big Time Rush. You get to play Heads Up. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Pokemon, or Hypothesis?
Ooh, let's go Hypothesis.
Hypothesis it is. National Science Day is on Friday. So these are all things that are associated with science, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just six things, 60 seconds. I know we got this.
You guys do got this. Okay, Laurel and Mercedes, be ready because your 60 seconds starts now.
Scientists, they work in one of these.
Laboratory?
Yes. This is, if you are looking through a microscope of like a piece of skin, you're looking at the individual what?
Shells.
Yes. This is a type of science. It's where you put a couple of elements together to create a new element.
Oh, like microbiology or?
No, it's more like creating like, okay, I'm going to take some of this and I'm going to pour it in a Bunsen beaker and I'm going to put.
Oh my God, pass.
Okay. This is, I want to see if this explodes. Let's do one of these. Let's do.
Experiment.
Yes. I just said this. It's like a Bunsen burner and you put this on top of it to warm it up.
Like a beaker.
Yes. This is you have strands of this that are your chemical makeup.
Your DNA.
Yes. This is a bug is also known as a what?
It's
a
insect.
Yes. Wow. Laurel, you did so well. Those were really hard and you got it. Congratulations. Yay.
What was the one you guys were struggling with?
It was chemistry. Chemistry was the one. But it didn't matter because we got it anyway and you just won those tickets to check out Big Time Rush at PH Live over at Planet Hollywood. And you're in for that grand prize, Laurel. You may be sitting front row. We're going to do that grand prize drawing on Friday. So good luck with that and more chances for you to win these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Ozzy Osbourne, he is preparing, did you know, for his final performance?
No.
Yeah, that's it. He's got a lot of health issues to overcome. And so now he's doing a documentary for Paramount Plus. And it's called No Escape From Now. It's going to premiere later this year. He says that the last 6 years have been some of the worst times that he's been through. He even said there's been times when he thought his number was up, but it was the music and making two albums that actually saved him, and he would have gone crazy without his music and his fan support. His wife, Sharon Osbourne, says that the documentary shows how hard things have been for him and the courage he's had while dealing with a bunch of health issues, including Parkinson's. So they're going to kind of look into that further. But yeah, he's coming up on his final performance ever.
How old is he now?
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. I'm looking it up. He's 76 years old.
That seems, I mean, relatively, I wouldn't say young, but it doesn't seem like old. But like I said, he's had so many health issues.
Yeah.
And then also his years of addiction, I'm sure, have not played well into this. Do you guys remember when the Osbournes was like the first reality show?
Classic.
I love that.
Sharon. And then Kelly, when Kelly was still, I haven't seen her in a while, but that was like my main, like, I love Kelly.
She was such a brat though, like the biggest brat. And then Jack, and then they had the one daughter that refused to be on the show. Was it Amy? She would not be on it.
I didn't even know that they had another daughter.
There's another daughter. I think her name is Amy, and she refused to be a part of the show, so they were not allowed to film her on the show.
She's like, I don't want any part of this family.
And like, look at this. You guys don't know who she is, so I'm sure she lives a perfectly normal life. She doesn't have to deal with anyone or anything, but I feel like that was where it all started, with the reality TV shows following families around.
Just a classic show.
Do you remember that one episode where I think Sharon threw a ham over the fence at the neighbor's house?
Yeah.
She was so mad at them.
I do remember that episode. I just, now that I'm thinking about it, those are prime time days of reality television.
Oh, I used to love that show. Also this morning, what do you guys consider cheating? Like, if you are in a committed monogamous relationship, there are some things that are obviously off limits, but do you consider it cheating? Do you think it crosses the line? They just came out with this new survey on how Americans define cheating. And so I'll throw this out. Tell me if it counts as cheating. Chatting with an ex, is that cheating, or is that just, you know, whatever?
No.
Really? Why?
If it's just regular chatting, if maybe they have something in, I don't know, if maybe they share a dog or something, then there's always going to be that line of, you know, open communication.
I can see where you're coming from. If they're talking and it's like catching up, and then they get into like feelings and emotions, and I've been getting really sad lately, I'm gonna start feeling like it's a borderline of cheating because of that.
60% of people feel like chatting with an ex is cheating. What about harmless flirting? You're just flirting with someone, you don't mean anything, right? You're just some harmless flirting. That's cheating.
Yes.
What do you think, Steph?
I think that if it's harmless and it's a stranger and it's just this one-off conversation, no. But if they're continuing to flirt and I'm noticing that there might be some emotions going on, then yes, that is cheating.
Okay, 51% of people agree. They think it is cheating. What about watching adult content? Is that cheating?
Oh, easy. No.
That was the quickest no I've ever heard of all.
No shame here.
I don't know if it's cheating. I do think it's weird, in my opinion. Like, I guess if that's your thing, but I don't think it's cheating. No.
23% of people feel like that's cheating. Okay, the last one. If you go out somewhere and your partner dances with someone else.
Oh, what kind of dancing?
Yeah, describe the dancing.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's say it's like, you're the girl, you got your back to them, you're twerking in front of them.
Oh, yes.
That's cheating?
Yes.
If it's to this song, then for sure it's cheating, because if this song comes on, I'm not dancing.
Hey.
I'm not dancing normal. I'm backing that thing up. Yes, that's cheating, because your stuff is right on their stuff.
Yes.
Okay, what if it's like ballroom dancing?
Then no.
Absolutely
then
not.
You're totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
All right. Finally, this morning, strawberries are very expensive these days, but they're not $20 each, at least not yet. But there is a place where you can buy a single strawberry for $19, and people are doing it. It's at Erewhon. You guys have heard of Erewhon before. It's like the high end, like fancy schmancy grocery store. Well, an influencer on TikTok posted a video of her eating this $19 strawberry that she got at Erewhon. She says it's from Japan, and they say it is apparently the best tasting strawberry in the entire world. It comes in like, it looks like a snow globe.
Oh,
it comes
yeah.
in this case, and then you take the top off the case, and it's there, sitting there, presented so beautifully. Now, in fairness, it's big, mm-hmm. it's red, it looks beautiful. But $19?
I don't know.
For this?
I mean, just the case alone is probably $17 because it's that intense. But I don't think I would spend $19 on one single strawberry unless it changes my skin.
Well, they say that this girl tasted it and she's like, it is the best strawberry I have ever tasted. Like, she said it was worth the $19. I don't know why. People would spend that much, but it's a Tochi Kaiwa strawberry, which is grown on a farm in Japan, and they're developed through crossbreeding over 7 years, and it's like a delicacy there.
Okay, if you tell me that I'm grocery shopping and a strawberry for $19, I'm not buying it. But if I'm in Japan and I'm a tourist and money is like, oh, we're gonna buy all these souvenirs, throw in the $19 strawberry.
Well,
I don't care.
With the money conversion, I probably wouldn't know how much it is anyway, so you could rob me blind on that.
So true.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we asked for your nominations for our February Teacher of the Month, and we got multiple nominations for one particular teacher, Mr. Garrett, and we have Aiden on the phone. Aiden is a senior at Shadow Ridge High School. Hi, Aiden.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You, along with a bunch of your classmates, nominated your teacher, Mr. Garrett, for our Teacher of the Month. And I couldn't believe how many people had so many great things to say about him. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Garrett and why he has been so amazing.
Mr. Garrett is just an overall just great teacher. He came to Shadow Ridge 4 years ago. So when I was a freshman in the school, and I decided to take automotive my sophomore year, and he's just made all the difference in learning and being engaged in the class and everything you want a teacher to be. I've learned so much from him, and what he's taught me has actually made me decide what my career wants to be, and all the connections that he's helped us with field trips and just simple stuff like that has helped me choose what school I want to go to for my career as well. So
do you want a career in automotive based on your class with Mr. Garrett?
Yes.
That's amazing. I first of all, I love that there's an auto class in schools. I didn't realize that was still happening. And he's really kind of turned you and steered you in that direction.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're still one of the few schools that have an auto program, so I'm really thankful for it.
Well, we're thankful for you for nominating Mr. Garrett, and along with your classmates that did, Noah, Donovan, Dylan, Chance, Soren, Addison. We got so many nominations, and I'm excited to tell you that he is our Teacher of the Month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, I need your help, Aiden, because we actually have him on the line. He thinks we're just kind of checking in to let him know he's been nominated, but I want you to break the news to him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's bring him on here. Mr. Garrett!
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Mercedes here from Mix 94.1. I actually have one of your students on the phone with me right now, Aiden. Say good morning, Aiden.
Hey, Mr. Garrett, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aiden.
It's so cool to talk to Aiden about you, Mr. Garrett. He was just telling me how you have been such an influential teacher, and that you came to Shadow Ridge 4 years ago and just really kind of steered him in the direction that he wants to go in the future. And you were nominated for our Teacher of the Month by multiple students: Noah, Donovan, Dylan, Chance, Soren, Addison. And Aiden has some good news for you. Go ahead, Aiden.
You are Teacher of the Month for February.
What?
Yeah!
Yay. Thank you so much.
Aiden, what do you want to say to Mr. Garrett?
I just want to say thank you for everything you've done and everything you've done for all the students and, you know, waking up every morning and coming to school, excited to teach everyone and just doing what you do.
Well, thank you so much, Aiden. You're an amazing student, and I'm glad to have you in my class. And it's a good sight to see you become just a young man.
Mr. Garrett, your influence on people, it's so notable. And we didn't realize that auto class was still being taught in high school, which I think is fantastic. I mean, what a skill to teach these young men and women. And we just really want to recognize you for all your efforts. What do you want to say about teaching and what it means to you?
Well, first thing, I definitely want to give a quick little shout out to my parents, because I would not be where I'm at today if it weren't because of them. And my dad is also an automotive instructor at one of our local high schools, too. So he pretty much taught me everything that I know. And so I'm definitely, you know, gifted and blessed for that. But it's just, you just got to keep pushing. I wouldn't even say it's a job. It's a career that I wake up and enjoy every morning, every day.
But you can tell, and I think your students can tell, and because you're our February Teacher of the Month, we have some really cool prizes for you. We're going to give you a $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet. Look at that. Ties into the automotive theme.
Oh, yeah.
Also, another $150 Visa gift card. Maybe you want to do something with the students in your class. That's from Silver State Schools Credit Union. And then we're going to have you come in and pick up your personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
That is so awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Garrett, for what you do. Aiden, thank you for being one of those students that helps us recognize these amazing teachers.
Thank you so much.